Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, spoiler alert, Tracy Sandler, and I'm very, very, very excited because I am welcoming to the show my friend and yours, the great, amazing, incomparable, lovely Kiana Martin. Kiana, hi!
Wow, I have never received a welcome or an introduction as fantastic as that. Thank you so much. I think that's what I needed to start my day. So thank you for that. I think I might replay this like over and over again when I wake up in the morning, just as that little like extra oomph to get my day started.
I'm happy to send you voice notes every morning that just say, good morning, Kiana. You're amazing, lovely, incredible, and the best. I'm happy to do that.
We need that in our lives. We need that in our lives. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I'm just so excited that you're on. I feel like this is a little bit of our reunion because we have been separated by your amazing job. So for those of you who don't know, which I can't imagine actually anyone listening to this podcast doesn't know, but for those of you who do not know, Kiana Martin was the senior reporter for the San Francisco 49ers for several years. She was like just maybe the most incredible team reporter of all time, in my humble opinion. But she has moved on to the MLB Network. She is one of the hosts of a show called Quick Pitch. She's amazing. I actually think you should just replay this podcast every morning forever.
Because that's what I'm saying. I think this is exactly what I need in my life. Thank you. Do go on.
Please, enough about me, but please tell me what you think of me. Let's keep this going. Right. Tell us about, let's actually jump into this a little bit. You've got a new role. You're in a new city. Kind of tell us about what that's like and how you're enjoying it and just, you know, adjusting, because it's a big move. Exciting move, but big move.
It's a huge move, especially considering I'm a West Coast girl. I'm from Los Angeles. I've lived as south as San Diego. And obviously, as you just discussed, lived as north as the Bay Area, covering the 49ers for 5 years. Furthest east I had ever gone was Kansas City. I did work for the Kansas City Chiefs a number of years back. But it's definitely a huge transition. I mean, obviously, I think we all kind of think of, when you think of New York, it's a completely different pace than it is California. We're more laid back. We're go with the flow. It's very, very fast paced in New York. And I'm literally, I felt like that's kind of, it represents my transition. I literally went from zero to 100 extremely quick. Yeah, I'm trying to think, how do we start this story? So with the 49ers for 5 years, their senior team reporter, covered that team. I came in the same year as Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. So I kind of saw them literally, they had, to be quite honest, not the strongest roster, and watching them transform that over a number of years.
It's a very nice way to say that, by the way.
There you go.
That was so well said.
Well, that team first mentality here. But you're transitioning that into a Super Bowl roster and watching them do that and get close to that two out of the last 5 years was absolutely magical. It was incredible to kind of sit back and watch and be a part of, actually. And then making a huge transition, not just going from another, from one coast to another, but also you're covering a sport that you haven't covered in at least 8 years. You know, my focus has been on football and then here and there a little bit of basketball, because I did work for the Denver Nuggets for a small period of my time, of my life. But it's a big transition with the moving, with finding a place to live, with covering a completely different sport than what you've been focused on, starting a new job with a new company. It's so much that goes into that transition. But it's one thing about me is I love a good challenge. Mm-hmm. I love to challenge myself. I know a lot of people love being comfortable, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I like to be pushed outside of my comfort zone just to see, hey, how can I handle this? Can I handle this? Is this something that I'm open to? And this could be something that I absolutely fall in love with. So this is one of those situations where I've definitely been pushed out of my comfort zone, but I absolutely love what I do. It's kind of like baseball was actually the first sport I ever did fall in love with. Growing up, my parents would take me to Dodger games and Angels games, and that's just what we did as family time. So I played softball growing up because I was honestly the biggest Ken Griffey Jr. fan. Like that was just that was just baseball. When I thought of baseball, that's who I thought of. So, that's how I started playing softball and grew a love of the sport. And then it's so crazy. Fast forward, I'm not going to date myself, but let's say like fast forward 10 years later, you know, covering the sport. So it's been a ton of fun. It's definitely been a challenge, but the people at MLB Network are fantastic. I love my show, which is, again, I will double down on what you said. It's Quick Pitch. It airs nightly on MLB Network. It recaps everything that you might have missed that day in baseball. It's such a fun show, very colorful, lots of personality. I think that's one thing I really enjoy about it, showing that personality. So yeah, you can definitely check that out, but it's definitely been a transition.
Well, you've
all about to say that it's a transition.
It is a huge transition, but you've done an incredible job. And Kiana knows this. My parents and I were actually, I was over at their house and we had Quick Pitch on and we all were just like beaming with pride. I cried, obviously, because that's what I do. I was like, it's Kiana. but you really have done such a fantastic job. And so let's talk a little bit baseball now that you're a baseball girl. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. We're a month into the season, which is so funny to me because it feels like we're 6 months into the season.
With the number of games going on and at a time, like it honestly feels like we are about a good 3-4 months into this. World Series should be next month. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot, but we're a month in.
We're a month in, which is like so crazy. I mean, I'm thinking even the All-Star game is 2 months away. Like that's how early we are into the season. So, and I'm personally very excited about the All-Star game because it is here in Los Angeles, Dodger Stadium, my favorite place in the entire world. So very excited about that. But we can get to that in a little bit. But we're a month in the season. Yankees, hot, fire. I mean, so are the Mets. I mean, listen, I don't want to say that your move to the East Coast has rejuvenated these baseball teams. But I don't want to say that it hasn't because it feels like not a coincidence.
I know. And it's so crazy. Just looking at, you know, when you think of both of these New York teams, you think of the Mets and you think of the Yankees, not really having these, at least as of late, having these standout noteworthy seasons. But you look at both the Mets, you look at the Yankees, both currently sitting at the top of their respective divisions in the AL and the NL East. It's been really, really exciting. And it's actually fun for me to sit back because, I mean, it's a little different with the NL. But as far as when it comes to these New York rivalries, I don't have a dog in that fight. And it's so interesting to watch, you know, fans of these people on the East Coast who are Yankees fans, who are Mets fans, kind of just watching their teams having these strong starts to the 2022 season. It's been really, really exciting. I mean, Yankees, you look at their offseason, there was probably a lot of people that would have thought it was kind of disappointing seeing a lot of these free agents not sign with New York, but still looking at Giancarlo Stanton, looking at Aaron Judge, some of those guys that they have and just how they've been performing. And then as far as the Mets, I mean, I think that's kind of been one of the biggest surprises and just how they were the first team to 20 wins. It's just been so fun to watch. And then you remember that they're doing a lot of this without DeGrom in the lineup. It's been fantastic to watch. So maybe I am the spark that the East Coast needed. I don't know, but it's been a ton of fun to watch.
Well, we'll see what happens with the Giants and the Jets. This pretty much so we'll see if but you're definitely the spark for the Yankees and Mets. I don't want to put too much pressure.
If the Giants and Jets have some miraculous turnaround, I am 100% going to take credit for New York and New Jersey teams to just have these massive turnarounds. And I'm going to need some of these organizations to start paying me because, listen, I'm helping you out.
Well, especially the Jets, because there would be Robert Saleh and Keanu Martin coming from the West Coast and the 49ers the East Coast. And I feel like that would not be a coincidence. And this brings up an interesting point. And I'm not sure it's that interesting, but I found it interesting. And this is my podcast, so I get to talk about it. So, yay! But I have found it. There's that for the day. I have found in life that Yankees fans tend to be New York Giants fans, and Mets fans tend to be New York Jets fans. And so now that you're there, if you could do a little research on this, I'm curious, but I have found it with people that I know that that tends to be good. I don't know that I've ever met a Mets fan. Well, this probably isn't true. I just think in my time period, a lot of the people I know that are Mets fans or Jets fans, I don't know if it's just because they rhymed and it like was easy to say, or but the Yankees fans or Giants fans. This is like a total, I have not real evidence towards this. I don't have a ton of research towards it. Okay. I'm really just like saying something based on like five people that I know, but I'm curious to see if that's like the prevailing feeling in the New York, New Jersey area.
Okay, so this is what's really exciting about what you just said. Because as you said that, I started Googling. I don't know if you hear my little fingers tapping over here. But I wanted to try to see if I can make sense of it. Because now that you brought that up, I have noticed that a lot of the Mets fans have been Jets fans. And the funny part is I get a lot of Jets fans at least 2 weeks ago. It's not happening anymore. But I had a lot of Jets fans inquiring about Debo Samuel saying, is it possible he could come out this way? And I told them absolutely not. I knew it was not going to happen. It just did not make sense to me. We can talk about that in a little bit. But so now, as you said that, it started making a little bit more sense. And so then it brought me a lot to being an LA girl. I think about the Lakers and the Clippers. And you think of like the Clippers always being kind of the little brother to the Lakers, considering, you know, the number of championships they won. So that's why I started Googling. I started looking at the number of World Series of the Yankees compared to the Mets, which, as you can imagine, it's a huge discrepancy. And the same with the Giants to the Jets. So I wonder if it is this like big brother to little brother thing. You know, Yankees and Giants fans, they have more titles. Jets, Mets, not so much. But a lot of, I mean, you're a diehard and you roll with who you came with. So maybe there is some type of connection there. But I think I will start doing that scientific research here and try to figure out this connection and see if this is in fact true. And if anyone listening, if you are, by all means, if it's opposite for you and you're like, no, that's not true, let us know. I'm very intrigued now.
Please let us know. I'm very curious. I want to start doing a little market research on this. And by market research, I just want to ask random people and see what they say and not really tally it up, because I kind of just want to go with my theory. So I really, guys, I'm just going to really be looking for people that agree with me on this. And if you don't, please let us know, but don't be mad if I ignore you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be confused with facts. I just want to go on my opinion.
100%.
That's the world we live in, but I'm sort of kidding. Though in this particular scenario, I think it's okay. That's funny. And it's funny that you said that too, because my nephew's bar mitzvah was this weekend. And there was like a little part of the bar mitzvah where you could get these, you know, like basically screens on a sweatshirt. And one of the options was Lakers, Dodgers, Rams all together. And I was like, it's funny. Like, I'm sure the Clippers weren't even considered part of that, nor were the Chargers or the Angels. So it is kind of interesting. So this is a very interesting theory. I'm not entirely sure what the theory is, but this is a very interesting theory that we've come up with. You guys, let us know your thoughts. West Coast people, let us know your thoughts too, because I'm curious to see if there's a correlation there as well.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that Major League Baseball is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Well, I just found a way to bring up the Los Angeles Dodgers, as I find a way to bring up on most podcast conversations. Nice. I mean, I even on Bay Area radio stations find a way to bring the Dodgers into the conversation.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're not too thrilled about that.
Not thrilled, though. There's one show where they've just kind of accepted it. Okay. Actually, and they actually the other day before I came on, they played Hail to the Victors, like Michigan's Hail to the Victors. So they just really understand who I am. Uh-huh, I think they've accepted me. But we brought up the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are leading the NL West. They are currently 19-7, have not lost a game, I don't think, since they lost to the Diamondbacks a couple weeks ago, but I could be wrong about that. This team is so interesting to me, not just because I love them, but because this lineup is insane, and no one in the lineup at the moment, I believe. Now, I should probably look this up to see if I'm being right about this, but I don't think anyone's hitting over 300. Or even if they are, it's not much over 300. Gavin Lux was the first couple weeks of the season. So I just feel like that lineup that this weekend scored like a gazillion runs in their games against the Cubs and 9 runs against the Giants on Wednesday night, like when they get hot, I don't want to be a total bias homer, but I'm going to be. Like, I think they're unstoppable. Like, it's crazy, that lineup. Like, three of them. If three of them start hitting over 300, it's over.
It's a wrap. You know, I think what's exciting, and, you know, I'm going to be slightly biased with you.
Appreciate that about you. But,
you know, I catch a lot of flack from everyone at work being, I think I'm the lone Dodgers fan
at MLB
Network. But
how
again,
proud.
You're on the East Coast. Everyone's kind of born and raised from out there. But it's been really fun watching. I remember the power rankings going into the season. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers set at number one. It's like, all right, I like this. I like the national perspective surrounding this team before the season even started. You know, looking at what they were able to, well, looking at how they closed out 2021, which I'm not too thrilled about, but still caring, you know, who they've had on their roster, even some of those departures, and looking who they brought in, and still going into the season like, okay, this is still a team that can pick up from where they left off last year and succeed what they've done. And then you fast forward a month into the season and lo and behold, still sitting there occupying that number one spot, probably one of the most potent rosters, I would like to say, in baseball right now. They've won 6 in a row. And you just said it, you know, they're sitting at 19-7. They're actually on pace for 118 wins, which is phenomenal. That's absolutely fantastic. So it's been really fun to watch this team. You talk about the different divisions, and I am biased, but I do think that the NL West is one of the toughest divisions. I think this might be the only division where every team right now is sitting above 500, but you still have the Dodgers who are well leading the way in the NL West. So it's an exciting team. It's an exciting division. And, I'm excited to kind of go along for the ride and just follow along.
So I need to correct myself. Freddie Freeman is batting 323.
Okay.
He is the lone man over 300. And I mean, Justin Turner's batting 174 and Max Muncy is batting 138. So can you really, like, when those guys get hot, like, and Mookie, our guy Mookie Betts is just on a tear.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, but I don't want to take away Freddie Freeman's 323 batting average because that's pretty impressive. But the next highest one is Gavin Lux at 273. So it's just kind of crazy. And I think one of the concerns with the team was pitching, and the pitchers have been pitching so well. Again, we're very early in the season, but I don't know if you can score 27 runs a game. I don't think it matters. Like, who cares? They don't even need a pitcher. Let everybody just hit. Whatever. So we'll see. This is going to be fun. But again, so early in the season. But this is kind of why I love baseball. I love that there are so many games, so many opportunities to get excited, so many opportunities to get upset. It's funny. My brother keeps saying to me, it's May. I'm like, at some point it's going to be October and you can't say that to me anymore.
Exactly. And as we are on the topic of the Dodgers, I think one thing that's really cool is I get so many notes on every single team every single morning. So I'm like, literally, I wake up to baseball, I go to sleep to baseball. But as we're talking about the Dodgers, and I know your brother said it's only May, but if you look at their next 24 games, they have a very favorable schedule. Their games are against the Pirates, the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, and the Nationals. I definitely think they can have a strong close to the month of May, looking at what's on the slate. So it's exciting. I mean, Dodgers can be one of those teams that, you know, are kind of coasting their first couple of months of the season.
Yeah, that's very true, which would be helpful for them. Because especially last year, it's like as the season was winding down, they were in this tight race with the Giants. Mm-hmm. They were dealing with a number of injuries. And honestly, by the time they got to the NLCS, I just think everybody was really, you know, tired out. And this is their job and all of that. But they had been through a lot. So it would be nice if they could have a little bit more of a relaxing start to the season. Now I'm sure the Giants fans listening to this feel
they're not too thrilled about what we're talking about, especially if you watch how I think it was just about a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, Giants were sitting atop of the division and they've kind of quickly slid down to fourth in the NL West. I think they dropped, I think maybe four of their last five. I might have those numbers off. That might've been prior to yesterday's game, but yeah, it's going to be, it's an exciting division.
It is. It is an exciting division. And Fernando Tatis hasn't even come back from injury yet. So it's just going to get more and more exciting. So we will keep a very close eye on that. We will talk to Kiana throughout the season. We'll have to have you back because baseball season's a long time and there are a lot of games and all the things. But we can't let you go before I bring back your Bay Area roots.
All
right. And talk a little bit of 49ers. You alluded to it earlier. Debo Samuel did not think he was going to be traded. I totally agree with you. I actually went on a Jets podcast and they were like, give us hope. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. They're not going to trade him. There's like, there's no way they're trading him. And they were like, okay, but can we talk about if? I'm like, if you want, but they're not going to trade him. But sure, if you want to talk about if, that's fine. So Debo Samuel still on the roster. We got rookie minicamp this week. OTAs in a couple of weeks. I think obviously Debo Samuel has refollowed the 49ers on Instagram.
Right.
Very big, very big, exciting news in the world.
Can we just put a pin in this really quick? Just want to know, do people wake up every morning and or maybe every hour and they're like, let's check in on the Debo Samuel 49ers saga. Is he following? Did he unfollow? Like, whose job is it to check in every so often and see what's his following status?
That's a very good question, because when he did refollow them, I remember seeing it on Twitter. Like someone had screenshotted it, I think within, it seemed like a few minutes-ish of him. Right. I don't know whose job that is. Maybe it's the fans. Right. Maybe there's a specific Debo watch club that we're not aware of. I feel
like that's what it was. There was like a hashtag Debo watch and people were literally, everything he did, every interaction he had, people were making ties to, oh, this must mean he's done. And, you know, it's so crazy that people can form, and I'm not just saying out people, just people in general, can kind of form these conclusions without being in the room or really knowing the background story. I am amazed by some of the stories that I hear every day. But yeah.
That's social media for you. It is the world we live in, and it's kind of crazy. And I think that's also a fair question: whose job is it, and how often do you have to be checking? It's so funny because it never even occurred to me to check again if you refollowed them.
Totally.
Like it never even crossed my mind. Which probably, I don't know if that's not good on me because I am a beat reporter, but I guess I just figured like, I think maybe I just felt like I'd know because somebody was going to be on top of that.
Exactly.
And make sure we knew. I think also I just had a lot of confidence that he wasn't getting traded and he was going to be back. And eventually he was going to refollow the 49ers on social media. So we'll see how this all plays out, but I think obviously he'll be back. He will be in a 49ers jersey week one. He will be playing and all will be right in Kyle Shanahan's offense again. Hopefully, I guess there are a few question marks, but all in theory will be right in Kyle Shanahan's offense. They had a decent draft. I think, you know, the thing that was interesting, and I'd love your take on this a little bit, is I know that a lot of fans had maybe not concerns or they weren't super happy with what they did in the offseason and they felt they should have gone this direction, the draft, and why'd they draft a running back in the third round. But the thing with this team, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but would love your take, like really this team is pretty well put together. And so they had the luxury of an offseason where they could sign a Charvarius Ward, who was someone they really needed to kind of upgrade and shore up the cornerback position. And then in the draft, they could kind of go with these positions. They got Drake Jackson, who I think is going to be incredible on the edge, and I think has a lot of potential there. Yeah. I actually get the running back pick in the third round, the Ty Davis Price pick, because you could never have too many running backs in that offense. They go through running backs. We see how it goes. But I feel like it's the first time in a long time, even after the 2019 season, where the team is pretty well set. So there was a little bit of a luxury to kind of play with the draft and just pick where they want to pick.
100%. I think, you know, as fans, we see all of these flashy names, and it happens every single year. You see these big flashy names and they become free agents, or they may be on the trading block, and you're instantly like, oh, come on, John Lynch. Like, what's going on here? But I think you said it perfectly. The 49ers do kind of have that luxury to have that offseason that they have. This team is pretty much put together. There's a few, you know, I think with some of the departures this offseason, and I'm looking at guys like Laken Tomlinson having to fill some of those voids and some of those holes. And I know you have some guys from last year's draft class that I think we also do forget about that can come step in and kind of pick up where things were left off. But I think that this team, there's not too much that they really needed to do. And I think I remember talking to John Lynch during the combine, and he said that this is one of the best drafts when it comes to depth. If you don't have a first round pick, this might be the year to not have it. And of course, it's always a luxury to have that. Of course, you want that first round talent. But if you don't have it, the amount of depth there was in a number of positions, it made sense and it worked for what the 49ers needed to do. They have their starters in a number of areas. They have some question marks that, you know, they hope that they can smooth over with who they did pick up in the draft and what they did do in free agency. So I think a lot of what they did makes sense. You look at this running back position. I know you bring that up and people have question marks about that, but let's feed into a little bit of what was said this offseason with maybe Debo doesn't want to be a wide receiver and a running back hybrid kind of situation. You have depth at that position, and you know that they were dealing with injuries last year and especially the year prior to that. So I think that makes sense for what they do. And I'm always amazed with what Kyle Shanahan is able to do with that running back position. It's going to be interesting now that Bobby Turner stepped away this season, but being able to kind of pick up from where they left off, I think that's going to be really exciting. So I'm all on board with what they did. I think the biggest question marks were the O-line and maybe the cornerback position, but getting Charvarius Ward this in free agency, I think that helped out a lot. And now just having some depth at that position, both of those positions, makes a lot of sense. Now, I think the only question I think that still kind of remains is the safety situation. And Jaquaski Tartt, he's still a free agent. Is he coming back? Do you have a lot of, I feel like they have a lot of trust in Talanoa Hufanga. It'll just be kind of interesting to see how all of this plays out over the next couple of months.
Yes, it will be interesting to see. And they were asked about Jaquaski Tartt. It didn't sound like they're bringing him back, but time will tell.
Time will tell.
It's my favorite phrase. Time will tell is my favorite phrase. Our friend Chris Biederman makes fun of me because he'll say something and I'm like, you know what, Chris, time will tell. But the reality is no one can argue with that phrase.
Yeah.
Like time will tell. There's no one who can be like, that's not true. It will tell. But that's a very good point on the safety position. On the O-line, they had said that they had, it was interesting because the Monday before the draft, it felt like from everything John Lynch was saying, it felt like maybe Alex Mack was going to retire.
Right.
By the Friday of the draft, it felt like Alex Mack was not going to retire. We still don't have a final answer on that. But, you know, John Lynch had said they knew everything they needed to know going to the draft. They had all the information. So the assumption would be maybe that he's not going to retire. So we'll see what happens there. Aaron Banks will most likely fill in that Laken Tomlinson role. It was it's another interesting one to keep an eye on. Kyle Shanahan told us at the owners' meetings that they were planning on playing Aaron Banks halfway through the season last year, and then things started to pick up and they started gelling and they weren't 3-5 anymore. And it looked like things were coming together, so they didn't want to mess with that. So that's to me, you know, those are the biggest questions. And with a new quarterback coming in, that O-line situation is probably the biggest thing that they need to deal with. And then of course, safety, which I'm glad that you brought that up. So we will see what happens there. I'm not super concerned about this team. I think they're going to be just fine, have a good season. And then, of course, the big question is Trey Watch, Trey Lance Watch. Yeah. I have high hopes for Trey Lance, but that's going to be another one. We won't really know till he steps on the field week one. So it'll be exciting to watch. And by the time he steps on the field week one, we'll be towards the end of the regular season of baseball and moving into the playoffs. That's how long baseball season is.
I just know.
Throwing that out there.
Reminding me.
That is like, I mean, that is just kind of crazy. But Kiana, thank you for joining me. Oh, it was so fun to get to talk to you on a podcast. I feel like this is like Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion, but Tracy and Kiana's podcast reunion.
Exactly. And the crazy part is, for everyone listening, this is kind of almost what our like regular conversations are like. This isn't just like, all right, let's put on our podcast hat. No, like, I feel like our conversations range from everything to like going to our favorite restaurants to what is happening with Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance to like, did you watch the Dodger game last night? Like, this is literally our conversation. So it's just, I feel like we're just recorded one of our normal phone calls.
Yeah, you guys, you're welcome. You're welcome. You had a little insight into how we work. So it's a good time. We're definitely a very good time. But we will have Kiana back because we will want to talk more baseball and Niners and all of the things. In the meantime, we are brought to you by FIVO. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And I will talk to everybody next time. Bye, all.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.